今天的这个题目啊，我们在这个纸上印错了。
The topic for today's message is printed in error on the bulletin.
不是彼得前书，是提摩太前书。
Well, the passage is printed in error. It's not 1 Peter 4, 1 to 5, but 1 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 1 to 5.
也不知道是我讲错了，还是Teresa 听错了，反正都是错掉了。
I'm not sure who is in there, but it is wrong.
我们现在请翻到提摩太前书第四章。
Let us all turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
我从第一节啊读到第五节。
Now read from verse 1 to verse 5.
圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道。听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理，这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热贴烙惯了一样一般，他们禁止嫁娶，又禁戒食物，就是上帝所造叫那信而明白真道的人感谢着领受的。凡上帝所造的物都是好的，若感谢着领受，就没有一样可弃的，都因上帝的道和人的祈求成为圣洁了。
Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons, through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth.For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. Let us all pray.
主，我们谢谢你常常借着你的话来提醒我们。
Lord, we thank you that you oftentimes use your word to remind us.
让我们知道怎么样在世上行走信徒的道路。
To remind us that how we're supposed to live on a path of a believer in this world.
让我们按照你的心意在世上度日。
Let us go through the days on this earth by living a life that pleases you.
让我们的见证能够吸引人的心归向你。
Allow our testimony to be for others to lead them to you.
求主的圣灵亲自对我们说话。
May your spirit speak directly to us.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all of this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
这一段是保罗继续对提摩太的提醒。
And this passage is again a reminder from Paul to Timothy.
我们知道保罗之所以写提摩太前书，因为他自己去到马其顿那里工作。
And we know that Paul wrote to Timothy because he himself went to the Macedonia to serve.
所以他把他所爱的苏灵的儿子提摩太留在以弗所那里替他来看管那个聚会。
So he left his spiritual son Timothy there to serve the church there.
但是他明白提摩太是个年轻的信徒。
But he understands that Timothy is young in age.
虽然他有很多的恩赐。
And although he has a lot of spiritual gifts.
那么在经验跟知识上啊总是比较差。
But what he lacked was experience and knowledge.
所以他离开了提摩太，他心里面不放心。
So,He was still quite uncomfortable by leaving him there alone.
我相信我们每一个真正爱教会的人，我们都会时刻的担心教会里面的光景。
I think for all of us that serve the church, we always have the health of the church on our hearts.
我相信我们每一个做基督徒的人都应该问问自己。
I think all of us as Christians should ask ourselves this question.
我们有多少的时间花在教会里头？
How much time do we use on the affairs of the church?
就是在神的事工上 来付代价。
It is to use it to the work of the of God.
有多少时候我们真正的关心教会里面的状况？
How often do we really care about how the church, the state of the church?
有多少时候我们特别关心弟兄姊妹们属灵的光景？
How often do we care about the spiritual conditions of other brothers and sisters?
假如我们问一问自己，我们就会得到一个结论。
If we truly ask ourselves, we would come to this conclusion.
到底我是个什么样子的基督徒？
What kind of a Christian am I really?
只有我在教堂的里面的时候，我才关心教会吗？
Do I only care about the state of the church when I'm in church?
一离开这个教堂，就把神的事工，把神的家给放到脑后去了。
Do we forget about the affairs of the church as soon as we leave the premises?
保罗无时无刻不关心教会。
Paul at all times cares for the state of the church.
也许弟兄姊妹说，当然，他是传道人，他不关心教会，谁关心教会？
So many of you may say to yourselves, of course, he is a servant or minister of the church. Of course, he should care for the church.
弟兄姊妹，我要提醒你，很多的传道人不关心教会的。
Brothers and sisters, I have to remind you, there's a lot of pastors out there that do not care about the church.
很多真正爱主的人他时时刻刻都关心教会的。
And those that do love the church, the church is always constantly on their minds.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗之所以关心教会，因为他爱教会。
And because the church is always on Paul's mind is because he loves the church.
你叫他传道人也好，你叫他什么也好，他就是爱教会。
You can call him a minister, you can call him any name you want, but he loves the church.
他在以弗所的时候爱以弗所。
When he was in Ephesus, he loved Ephesus.
他到了马其顿，他还是爱以弗所。
When he's in Macedonia, he still loves Ephesus.
以弗所的人爱他，他爱以弗所。
The Ephesians loved Paul, and he loves the Ephesians.
以弗所的人不爱他，他还是爱以弗所。
The Ephesians don't love him, but he still loves the Ephesians.
这个是保罗。
This is Paul.
这个是爱主的人该有的一种表现。
And this is the behavior of a person that loves God.
因此上，他为了教会到马其顿去。
So because of the church, he went to Macedonia.
但是他的心还是没有忘记以弗所。
But his heart did not forget Ephesus.
所以他关心提摩太，盼望提摩太能够知道怎么样好好的照管这个教会。
So he wanted Timothy to know how to care for the church there.
他提醒提摩太一件事情，他说：“你不要忘记圣灵多次讲到这样一件事情。”
So he reminds Timothy that the Holy Spirit.Often says this.
在后来的时候，必定有人离弃正道。
The Spirit expressly says that in later times, some will depart from the faith.
所谓离弃正道的意思，我很喜欢这个NIV 它的翻译。
So when it's talking about departing from the faith, I particularly like the translation from NIV.
它叫 abandon the faith.
And it says abandoning the faith.
这个另外的翻译像 NASB 啊，它讲 fall away from the faith.
So in other translations, it says falling away from the faith.
不是 fall away, 乃是很主动的，自己愿意的来。舍弃他的信仰。
And it is a direct choice that they've made to fall away from the faith.
这个真道啊，我们看 NIV 翻译 the faith.
So in NIV is talking about the faith.
这里是讲到神所启示的一切 有关基督徒的信仰。
And this particular faith is talking about the revelation, by God of what the Christians believe.
离弃是讲一个人已经接近了真道。
So depart here, it says they've rid themselves of the truth.
然后又自动的宣布放弃。
And publicly announce that they renounce the faith.
甚至于公开的攻击所信仰的一切的真理。
And in addition to that, publicly attacking or mocking the true faith.
所以常常我们会听到有一些人自夸自擂的说，你知道吧，我读圣经已经读了好多年了。
So oftentimes you may hear some people boasting about, I've read the Bible for so many years.
从前到我们这里来有位老先生。
There was an elderly man that used to attend our church.
我很 miss 他，因为他最近不常来了。
I really miss him because I don't see him very often now.
他每次见到我，他都要提醒我。
So every time he sees me, he would remind me.
他是朱长老啊，中国有名的传道人呢，我都听过。
And he would tell me, Elder Chu, all of the famous pastors in China, I've heard them teach.
宋尚杰、李托生、王明道，我通通都听过他们讲道。
And all of these famous pastors, I've heard them teach already.
我就跟他讲，我说，但是你还是不信。
But then I tell him, but you still do not believe.
他自以为骄傲。
But he is very boastful.
我希望我们当中没有这样子的人。
And I wish that there won't be anybody here that's like that.
假如你是这样子的话，圣经对你有下面的这些形容词。
And if you are like this, the passage here describes you.
因为你听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Because you've devoted yourselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons.
你为什么听过了那许许多多有名的被神所重用的传道人的信息，现在还不信？
Why would you still not believe after hearing of all the teachings of all of these famous pastors and ministers?
你不但不信，你还沾沾自喜。
Not only do you not believe, but you are very proud.
你还自己认为了不起。
And you think you are something else.
这些人讲道都没有把我信仰的改变，你算什么？
All of these people didn't even change the way that I think. What are you?
所以我很觉得可惜他现在不来了。
But I feel it's a pity that he doesn't attend our church anymore.
我很想念他。
I really miss him.
我希望有一天他又回来了。
I wish that one day very soon he'll come back.
我不在乎他跟我讲，他说我已经大传道都听过了，你是小传道。我根本没有放在心上。
I don't mind him saying, like, I've heard of all of the famous pastors, but you, what are you?
人的相信是圣灵的工作。
When a man believes, it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
有的时候大传道的话你不听，也许小传道的话你会听。
Sometimes the famous pastors' teachings you won't hear, but you would hear the little pastors.
这个可怕的一件事情就是，你只听大传道的，你现在就自己觉得很高傲。
But the scary thing is, because you listen to all of these famous pastors, you think that you need to be proud and boast about it.
这个弟兄姊妹是从前发生过的事情，以后还会再继续的发生。
And these are the things that happened in the past and will continue to happen in the future.
在旧约以西结先知书就有这样子的记载。
In the Old Testament, in the book of Ezekiel,
以西结书第20章,
Ezekiel chapter 20,
第38节,
verse 38,
神对 借着以西结对以色列人讲，我必从你们中间除尽叛逆和得罪我的人，将他们从所寄居的地方领出来，他们却不得入以色列地，你们就知道我是耶和华。And
God speaks through the prophet Ezekiel to the Israelites, and he says, I will purge out the rebels from among you, and those who transgress against me. I will bring them out of the land where they sojourn, but they shall not enter the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣灵早就讲过这些事情。
So you see, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit already expressed these things in the past.
这些事情从前发生过。
These things happened in the past.
将来还不一定会再发生。
And they will happen again.
彼得后书3章3节这样讲,
In the book of 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 3,
彼得后书3章3节第一要紧的该知道在末世必有好讥笑的人随从自己的私欲出来讥笑说 主要降临的应许在哪里呢?
Knowing this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, where is the promise of his coming?
所以讥笑这个信徒的这个人啊，会不断的出现。
So scoffers of true believers will continue to come.
我所想念的刚才讲的那位老先生，这种人实实在在都有的。So
the elderly man that I was referring to, this type of person has always been there.
一点都不让我吃惊。So
it doesn't surprise me at all.
我很喜欢跟这样子的人交谈。
But I really love to have a conversation with this type of people.
我很想听听啊, 到底他们相信的是什么?
I really want to understand what it is that they believe.
我相信啊, 这些人, 真正相信的事情啊, 是一样都没有。
I truly believe that they don't really believe in anything or in one thing.
他只相信一件事情。
They only believe in one thing.
就是他所想的事。
And it is what
what he thinks.
What he thinks.
他只相信一个人。
And he only believes in one person.
就他自己。
And that is himself.
所以你跟这种人这个讲话很有意思。
So it is actually really amusing when you talk to people like this.
世界上所有的事情他都不信。
Anything in this world he does not believe.
他只信自己。
He just only believes in himself.
这种人是为什么有这样子的态度?
And why is it that this type of people have this attitude?
很简单,
Very simple.
因为他听从了引诱人的邪灵。
Because they've devoted themselves to deceitful spirits.
他所懂的道理是鬼魔的道理。
And teachings of demons.
这个撒旦的工作，他从起初一直到世界的末日，都会不断的发生。
And the work of Satan continues from the beginning all the way till the end.
所以像那位老先生那样子的人，是并不少。
So there's a lot of those people out there that are like this elderly gentleman.
假如这个世界没有像老先生这样的人。 这个世界也缺少了很多的可奇可笑的事情。
If there are no people like this elderly gentleman, there will be other amusing and foolish things.
你跟这种人讲话, 你会觉得很有意思。
When you speak to a person like this, it is actually, you will find it quite amusing.
讲句很坦白的话, 这些人不知所云。
And to put it bluntly, these people do not know anything.
我还碰到一个人, 他说, 你知道吧, 我最喜欢听到啊。
There's also another person that I've met who tells me, I really love to hear the preaching of the word.
他说你听过没有, 上海当初有句话,
Have you ever heard of a saying in Shanghai?
不晓得我们当中有上海来的人，你们听过这个话没有？
Well, I'm not sure if there's anyone here that's from Shanghai that has ever heard of this.
他说听戏要听梅兰芳。 Chinese opera, you should hear 梅兰芳.
Okay.
听道要听赵世光.
But when you listen to the preaching of the word, you have to listen to 赵世光.
赵世光是很有名的，很有口才的人，所以我有一次就听到一个老先生的。 你知道我听过谁讲道的?
And I've met another elderly gentleman, and he said, Do you know which pastor I've heard speak?
我曾经听过赵世光啊。
I've heard of 赵世光。
我说,因为你听过赵世光,所以你就瞧不起我这个小传道。
Well, because you've heard of the famous 赵世光, then you actually look down on this little preacher.
我说,你知道不知道?
But do you know?
受损失的不是我这个小传道，是你这个大听道。
The one that's not getting the benefit is not me, but you.
你听过的大人物又怎么样?
So you've heard of these famous people, so what?
但是今天有很多人就以此自夸，殊不知他是落在。 撒旦的圈套里头,
but there's a lot of people that boast about these things and not knowingly that they're under the attack of Satan or deceived by Satan.
因为大名鼎鼎的传道人, 神所重用的传道人, 是每一个时代都有。
Because famous pastors, God uses these famous pastors in every period in time.
我了解这些人的心理。
I understand the hearts of these men.
因为我曾经就是这么样一个人。
Because I used to be one of those people.
你越是有名有大名的, 我就要听了, 听了以后我就是不信。
Because I want to listen to the more famous pastors and still say, I still don't believe.
这样子我就可以对那些小百姓就可以讲, 你知道不知道, 我听过某某某。 他们跟我讲都没信，你跟我讲会信吗？
So then now I have a reason to tell the little not so famous pastors and say, Did you know I've heard of these famous pastors? Why would I believe in you and what you have to say?
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做撒旦的阴谋。So
this is the scheme of Satan.
那么这些人是些什么人？
Well, what types of people are these?
我觉得使徒约翰对这些人描写的最好。And
I believe the Apostle John describes these people very clearly.
我们看约翰一书第二章。Let's
turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章18-19节。Verse 18-19。小子们了，如今是末时了。 你们曾听见说，那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。从此我们就知道，如今是末时了。Verse
18 and 19 from 1 John chapter 2, Children, it is the last hour, and as You have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour.
19节, 他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。若是属我们的，就比仍旧与我们同在。他们出去，显明都不是属我们的。
And in verse 19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that it might become plain that they are all not of us.
所以你看呢，弟兄姊妹们，这些夸大的人，很明显的，从前他也跟我们一样是追求过的。
So you see, the people like this, back then, they are the people that have also tried to pursue the truth.
他不到教会，他不去教会的聚会，他怎么可能听过赵时光？
If they've never been to church, how would they have heard of 赵时光？
他假如说是对道理没有兴趣，他怎么可能去听宋尚杰、去听王文道这些人
？If they didn't have an interest in seeking the truth, how would they have the opportunity to listen to all of these famous pastors？
所以可见的这些人曾经都是在我们中间走过的、生活过的。
So you see that all of these。People have walked among us or been with us before.
很可惜的，这些人自以为高明，就终于离开了我们。
But it's unfortunate that all of these people that think highly of themselves have left us.
所以这些人现在已经从我们中间出去了。
So as you see, now these people have went out from us.
所以我说我很怀念那位老先生。
And that's why I say that I miss that elderly gentleman.
我不知道他现在又在什么地方跟人家讲，我听过宋尚杰，我听过这个，听过那个的。
So I don't know where he's at today telling people he's heard of all of these famous pastors.
他不知道当他讲这些话的时候，他正在鬼魔的掌管之下。
But he doesn't realize that as he's saying these things, he is under the control of Satan.
他们之所以离弃真道，是因为他们听到了从引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔所教的道理。
And they have departed from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons.
这些邪灵跟鬼魔往往使用人为媒介。
So oftentimes these spirits and these demons use people like this.
这些人散布谎言。
And these people have insincerity of liars.
这些人很可能是宗教的首领。
And these people can possibly be the head or founders of other religions.
教会学校的教授
could be pastors of church universities,
教会的牧人
or even a church pastor,
或者属灵书刊的作者
or an author of spiritual books.
这些人的良心好像被热铁烙惯了。
And these people's consciences are seared.
用姊妹一个被落铁落惯了的心，是说明已经失去了知觉。
And these people whose consciences are seared are people that have lost all feeling.
这种人随意的散布谎言。
And these people speak of lies all the time.
一个有良心的人，当他讲谎话的时候，他里面会觉得很不舒服。
Those who have consciences, when they tell a lie, they will feel very uncomfortable inside.
等到一个人不断地讲谎言，越讲越得意的时候，这个就好像你的心已经被烙铁烙过了，已经没有感觉了。
So when people tell lies often, and after numerous and numerous times of telling lies, their consciences become seared and they lose all feeling.
这些人自我得意，到处散布谎言。
And they're actually proud and they spread lies.
事实上, 他们的心已经死掉了。
And in reality, their hearts are already dead.
弟兄姊妹,到了这个地步, 很难有挽救的希望。
Dear brothers and sisters, when you come to this stage, it is very, very difficult to have hope and turn back.
从第三节的开始就讲到离弃真道的内容是什么。
And in verse 3, it describes the content of leaving and departing from the faith.
奇妙的一件事情,就是保罗没有讲到那些好像这个一听到就知道这个不是真道的这些事情。
And what is amazing here is Paul describes that these people, it's not as if they could tell this is not the truth.
所以人家,你要问问一些人,这个假钞票啊,什么假钞票是最可怕?
So when you ask people, when you ask them about counterfeit money, you ask them, what's the scariest thing about counterfeit?
他就讲就是,你这个假钞票,越像真的钞票,就是这个可怕的程度越大。
So when the counterfeit looks almost identical to the real thing, that is when it becomes scary.
你做个假钞票,连小孩子也看不到是假的。
So when you look at a counterfeit, even when a child can tell that it is fake,
那没用。
Then it's useless.
你要做假钞票,做了一个程度,连专家都看不出是假的。
So when you want to produce a counterfeit, you want to produce something that when an expert looks at it, they can't even tell the difference.
所以保罗他不用那些,是这个大家一听就听到是谎言的那些故事。
So Paul here doesn't use the examples people that you could tell where it's real obvious that they're telling lies.
他所举的例子,让我们一般人觉得,这个也不坏啊。
And he gives examples of things that they'll say when, that's not that bad.
他说这些人讲些什么呢?
So what do these people talk about?
有些是禁止嫁娶。
And they talk about forbidding marriage.
那么有些人就讲到禁戒食物。
And some people talk about abstaining from foods.
弟兄姊妹,特别禁戒食物,那在今天简直时髦得很啊。So
when you talk about abstaining from food, it's actually quite trendy today.
我知道我们这里很多人,你们自己凭良心讲,已经立定心智,有一些食物死也不去吃的。Now
when you ask yourselves today, the people in this room, there are things that you will not eat at all.
相信不相信?
You believe me?
绝对不可以吃肥肉。
You cannot eat fat foods or fatty meat.
对不对?
Is that true?
吃任何的蔬菜都一定要清清的颜色。
So all the vegetables that you eat have to be light in color.
假如是红颜色、紫颜色，那就更高级。
So if it is dark red or dark purple, then those are higher quality.
要吃东西啊,都要吃野生的东西。So
the things that you eat should be raw, organic.
千万不要吃水里面的那些cholesterol高的东西。Please
don't abstain from things that are of high cholesterol.
我相信我们当中有许多家庭里的一写那个食物从来不进门的。
I'm sure there's a lot of families here, when you talk about these foods, they don't even bring it into the house.
所以讲到禁戒食物不是个坏事嘛。
So when you talk about abstaining from foods, it's actually not a bad thing.
禁止嫁娶,保罗自己也劝人家不要结婚了。
Well, forbidding marriage, even Paul himself says, don't get married.
所以为什么保罗要提出这两件事情来, 讲到那些说谎言的可怕。
So why would Paul bring up these two examples as he's describing the lies that these people tell.
这些事情, 刚才他提到这两件事情, 在某些方面看, 是相当可取的。
And when you look at these two things, it's actually a good thing.
保罗, 他就跟哥林多的人讲, 他说你们能不结婚就不要结婚了。
Even Paul himself tells the Corinthians that if you don't have to get married, don't get married.
他的这个理由就是, 你假如说是不结婚的话, 你就不必浪费那么多的时间精力在你的配偶身上。
But his reasoning for not getting married is that because without being married, you don't have to spend so much energy and time on your mate.
对不对?
Is that true?
我每天要计划明天的工作, 我一定要先跟我的师母要先交通交通。
So isn't it true? Before I prepare for the next day, of course, I have to communicate it with Mrs. Chu.
因为我们两个是同工,
because we are co-workers.
我们应该要步伐能够合一,
so we have to work as one.
假如他突然头疼肚子疼了, 那我必定要花时间去好好的慰问。
So if once she gets sick or has a headache or a tummy ache, I have to spend the time to care for her.
保罗说, 你没有太太的话, 你就不会浪费这些时间呢。But
Paul here is saying that if you are not married, you don't have to spend the time to do these things.
弟兄姊妹也说, 保罗这个人有点偏激。So
you may say, oh, Paul here is a little bit extreme.
当然, 你不能够了解保罗的心意, 你会用这样子的话来批评他。
But of course, you would say that that's extreme if you don't understand the heart of Paul.
保罗他无论看什么事情都从神的观点来看。
So Paul sees all things from the perspective of God.
假如你在这个世界上没有其他人给你牵连。
So in this world, if you don't have anyone else that you need to spend time or care for,
你就可以全心全意的、专一心智的来侍奉你的神。
So then you can devote all of yourself and commit yourself to serving God.
所以保罗说, 你既然没有太太来纠缠你，你就不要结婚了。
So Paul here is saying, if you don't have a wife, then make you lose focus, then don't get married.
所以像保罗这么一个人，为什么对禁止这个嫁娶这件事情加以批评？
So then why is Paul here criticizing forbidding marriage?
为什么他要来这个对禁戒食物觉得不好？
So why is he saying that abstinence from foods is a bad thing?
主要弟兄姊妹们，保罗是讲，这些人把婚姻、把食物当作跟一个人得救不得救有必然的关系。
Because here he is saying that marriage, forbidding marriage and requiring abstinence from foods is related to a person's salvation.
你说有了太太，你不能够专心侍奉神，所以你不要太太，你可以这么讲。So
you can say because you want to devote yourself to the God fully, then you don't need a wife.
但是你说你假如说是要全心全意的侍奉神上天堂，把你现在的太太给离掉。But
you can't say that because I want to devote myself to God fully and go to heaven, then I divorce my wife.
当你还是个年轻的孩子的时候，不要谈恋爱。
And when you are young, don't fall in love.
你谈恋爱，就可能让你下地狱。
Because if you date at a young age, then you will go to hell.
我想这样子一说啊，可能我们年轻人听到以后就不敢谈恋爱，也说不定。
So when you say it like that, our young people may not want to date anymore.
不能够谈恋爱啊，谈了恋爱下地狱啊。
Well, you can't date anyone because you'll go to hell.
弟兄姊妹，保罗说，这些都是不可以的。
All of these things are bad.
因为这些都是谎言了。
Because all of these things are lies.
没有婚姻的事情跟食物的事情影响到一个人的永生。
There's nothing that pertains to marriage or foods will be a requirement for a person's salvation.
你有配偶也可以得永生。
If you have a mate in marriage, you can receive eternal life.
你没有配偶，你照样可以上天堂。
And if you don't have a mate in marriage, you can still go to heaven.
所以我们年轻人要晓得，你没有爱人还是可以上天堂。
So young people, if you don't have someone that you love, it's okay, you will still go to heaven.
你不吃什么东西，跟你吃什么东西，跟你信不信主，没有任何的关联。
And there is no relationship to what you eat or not eat, and if you believe in God or not.
你可能讲不可以吃 seashells, 吃的 seashells, 你身上发痒，你的 cholesterol 增高等等等等的问题。
So you may have a reason to not eat shellfish because of certain allergies.
但是你不可以跟人讲，你吃这个东西你就不得救。
But you can't tell someone that if you eat these things, shellfish, then you cannot be saved.
你每一个星期五一定不可以吃荤的。
And you can't tell people every Friday you cannot eat meat.
你跟一些天主教徒，跟一些这个其他的那些信教的人，你跟他们谈一谈，他们一个星期你都。至少有一天不能吃荤的。
So if you talk to Catholics or other religions out there, there is one day out of the week they cannot eat meat.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗说，假如有人这样子来跟你讲的话，你就知道他们是谎话。
So Paul here is reminding us that if you hear people talk of such things, then you know that these are lies.
他说你要晓得，凡是神所造的，让那些信而明白真道的人感谢着来领受。
Because he says, for everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving.
男人、女人是神为你造的。
To men, women is created for you.
神造了亚当，就觉得亚当一个人太节目。
God created Adam and thought that Adam is lonely.
神又替他造了一个夏娃。
So then God created Adam, Eve.
所以因此上，年轻人，你们谈恋爱是可以的。
So therefore, young people, when you date, it is okay.
不影响你们上天堂。
It will not affect whether or not you go to heaven.
因为这是神的心意。
Because this is the will of God.
但是你也不一定要有个配偶才能够上天堂。
But that doesn't mean that you have to have a mate to go to heaven.
可见有配偶没有配偶，谁是配偶都不影响你的救恩。
So therefore, if you have or don't have a mate, or who your mate is, that will not affect whether you will be saved or not.
影响你救恩的只有一件事。
There is only one thing that would affect your salvation.
是你跟主耶稣基督的关系。
And that is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我在怀念那位老先生，因为什么？他没有跟主耶稣基督有正常的关系。
So why do I miss that elderly gentleman? Because he does not have a correct relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以不管他听到听了多少, 他的结局还是下地狱。
So it doesn't matter how many messages or preachings that he's heard, he will still go to hell.
所以归根结底, 不是吃什么东西, 不是有没有爱人, 归根结底,
So all in all, it doesn't matter what you eat or if you have a mate or not. It all depends on if you have a correct relationship with Jesus or not.
我要跟刚才我所提到的那些弟兄姊妹们要讲, 神所造的一切都是好的。
So I would like to tell those brothers and sisters that everything that God created is good.
所以龙虾是不坏的,
so therefore, lobster is not bad.
肥肉是可以吃的,
and you can eat fatty meats.
讲老实话, 我们每一个人的身体在神所造的时候都不同。
So to be truthful, everyone that is created by God is different.
所以我们吃东西要应该顺照我们身体的需要。
So we should eat according to what our body needs.
不是医生讲的你要吃什么。
And it's not whether or not if your doctor tells you what you should eat or not.
我并不是讲到说你不要听医生的话。
Now
我是讲到医生讲的不一定都可听。
So I'm not saying don't listen to your doctor, but I'm saying that not everything that the doctor tells you, you should listen to.
昨天早晨在那个, Walking with Jesus的时候, 我就跟某些弟兄姊妹谈到，我说我现在吃药不听医生的话，都是听自己的话。So
I've told the brothers in the Walking with Fellowship, Walking with Jesus Fellowship yesterday morning that all the medications that I take, I don't take it according to the instructions given by the doctor.
因为你一看那个药方子上的，你吃多了就会死。
So when you look at the prescription, the warnings on the prescription, it'll say if you take this too much, you'll die.
几乎没有一个药不是可以致死的。
Not any one of these drugs can prevent me from dying.
那怎么办?
Then what do I do?
所以我觉得还是最好听神的话。
So I think it's best to listen to God.
曾说因为你应该活多久，应该怎么活，所以。 我造了你，让你就喜欢吃肥肉。
So God says that I've created you and I've created your body like this, so I've created you to like eating fatty meat.
你应该是多吃海鲜，所以我就造了你，就让你一看到海鲜就流口水。
So I've created you to love seafood, so that when you see seafood, you'll salivate.
所以你真正 该去这个信从的，我个人的看法，你要看你身体的需要。
So in my own opinion, you have to look at what your body needs.
绝不是所有的人都应该吃同样的东西。
Not everyone should be eating the same types of foods.
假如是这样子的话，神就浪费了他很多的时间跟资源，造了这么多的食物。
If that were the case, then God didn't have to spend all this time to create a variety of foods.
所以我吃东西是比较自由的。So
when I eat things, I'm more free to eat.
我也是很欣赏我吃的菜。And
I enjoy what I eat.
因此上弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里讲到了，凡是神所造 都是好的，我们只要感谢就可以领受。So
here Paul says that everything created by God is good as long as we receive it with thanksgiving.
我们可以从神的话跟人的祷告来洁净我们所有一切的食物跟神所造的东西。So
we actually can make things holy by the word of God and prayer, the things that are created by God.
神的旨意跟教训，信徒们必须要完全的遵从。
So for believers, we have to fully submit and obey the word of God and instructions of God.
听神的话, 永远不会错。
You'll never go wrong when you listen to God.
所以我常常跟我的太太讲, 你不要勉强我吃这个东西, 我不喜欢吃。
So oftentimes I remind my wife, don't force me to eat this type of food. I don't like it.
这个营养不足啊。
But she says, this is really healthy for you.
我说我所需要的就是个营养。
But I say, what I need is this type of nutrients.
我的身体跟我太太的身体绝对不相同的。
The body that I have is absolutely different from the body of my wife.
我所有的病,她一样都没有。
All the illnesses or ailments that I have, she doesn't have any of them.
所以我就知道神造她跟造我是不同的。
So then I know when God created her, she created her different from me.
那为什么我一定要吃她所喜欢的东西?
So why do I have to eat everything that she likes?
她不吃我所喜欢的东西。
And she doesn't eat the things that I like.
我希望你们不要在家里的打官司。
I hope you guys don't have an argument at home.
但是弟兄姊妹们，真的，神所给我们的东西都是有道理的，都是有好处的。But
seriously, brothers and sisters, everything that God created and everything God has given us is good.
所有神给我们的东西，我们靠着感谢，靠着祈求去吃，但是不要过量。So
everything that that God created, as long as we receive it with thanksgiving and with prayer, we can enjoy it, but don't go overboard.
那些有问题的人，吃东西吃的太多的人，因为什么？你到餐馆，你一看你就看到了。And
those of you that go overboard, you can see them at the restaurants.
那些人，那些腰围已经这么大了，还在这里这个一碗碗的面在这里吃。And
you can see that their waist is very they're overweight, but you can still see them still continue to eat what they shouldn't eat.
这不是神的问题。
That's not God's problem.
这是你的问题。
That's your problem.
因为你不知道节制。
Because you don't know self-control.
神给了我们节制的力量。
Because God has given us the ability to be self-controlled.
神没有跟你讲, 只要是我给你的东西, 拼命吃, 没有这样讲。
God didn't tell us, oh, eat all that you can of the things that I've given you.
神所给我们的都是好的。 我们存着感谢的心，我们按照他给我们的分量吃的都是好的。God
has given us everything that is good, as long as we control the amount of what we eat, and it'll be good.
我希望今天这个道讲了之后，久久的生意是大大的高涨。I
pray that after this message, the business of 99 Ranch Market will thrive.
时间到了。本来我还想跟弟兄姊妹们更进一步的来解释所谓真道是些什么。I
actually really wanted to also explain what is the truth, the real faith.
为什么基督徒会离弃真道?
Why would Christians depart from the faith?
我们怎么样来持守真理?
And how do we protect our faith.
我希望下一堂我们跟弟兄姊妹讲这些。And
I wish that I will talk with the brothers and sisters and talk about this topic.
现在我们要去领用神给我们的创造。And
now we're going to receive what God has created for us.
我们一同祷告。Let's
pray.
主，谢谢你给我们宝贵的话语。
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
解决我们胸中许许多多的疑团。
And it clears up some of the confusion in our hearts.
也指引了我们一条真正合乎你心意的道路。
And you've prepared a path that truly pleases you.
让我们活在这世上是为你而活。
Allow us to live our lives for you.
不是为自己活，
not for ourselves，
也不是为任何其他的人活，
and not for anyone else in this world，
更不是为了某些的主义信仰而活，
and especially not because of other religions or beliefs。
主啊，我们谢谢你，因为你爱我们。
And we thank you because you love us。
你给我们这个美丽丰富的世界。
And you gave us such a beautiful and perfect world full of variety.
让我们在这里活着，心里面实在喜乐。
So that when we live now, we are filled with thanksgiving and joy.
让我们都能够接受你做我们个人的救主。
And we pray that we will receive you as our personal Lord and Savior.
因为只有你是对我们全心全意相爱的。
Because you are the only one that truly loves us.
愿你的名在我们生活里头的荣耀。
And may your name be glorified in our lives.
靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all of this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.